All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is a renterswarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Powered by Infuse Energy. Affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Thursday on The Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5 coming to you live from Buku, 5600 Richmond Avenue. Come on in, get your lunch fix on. This is the place to be. We're going to be here till 4 o'clock. You can stop and say hi. But grab some great Cajun eats, some unbelievable daiquiris. Stop by and see us, as we'd love to see you. And, again, grab some great food and beverage right here at Buku. Barry's here. I'm here. Nick's back at the studio. So we appreciate you being along for the ride. Fellas, what's up? Anything occurred that I might have missed with you people by the time I left you early yesterday?
Well, first of all, I'm scouring this menu to see what I want because I haven't had Cajun food in forever.
Okay.
And a lot of this sounds pretty darn good. So I may have to ask Candace what to get because she was helping us over here. But I may have to go off either her recommendation or, I don't know, Jordan, have you eaten here?
That's a dumb question.
Jordan said the fried catfish is really good. So that's
things,
a start.
Barry,
that's
two
a
things
start.
We know for sure.
What?
There's not anywhere Jordan hasn't eaten.
Well, he's got his new Instagram account, Chopped in Food. Yeah, go follow that on Instagram, Chopped in Food. He's doing, he's like a food connoisseur. I mean, you could kind of tell that, but he's.
So he's the Eric Sandler of ESPN 97.5.
Yes, he's the Eric Sandler.
Jordan Sandler of ESPN 97.5 is going to be breaking it down and breaking out of his pants.
That's right.
By eating great food like here at Buku.
So we're going to figure it out. We're gonna find something good to eat.
Menu looks fantastic.
Yep.
Lots to get to today on the show, too, fellas, sports-wise. We'll get to that in a little bit because we know that that laundry list has tons of stuff like Thursday Night Football, Astros, and otherwise. But I do want to tell you, I don't know how people survive in this city that drive across town every single day.
Okay, why?
I left you guys early yesterday. I raced home to to get the peeps and race them to the airport.
Yep.
The ride there wasn't bad. The ride back, I can't tell you how bad it sucked. It was like I used every bit of every app and every GPS I had to try and I ended up going from Bush to get back to Sugar Land. I ended up taking the Hardy Toll Road in towards downtown to 610, through the backside of downtown from the East End to get over to 59. To get back on 59 to get home, and it essentially took me – I probably made better time than I would have had I taken the Beltway. The Beltway is a ridiculous waste of money.
Yeah, the Beltway does – it does suck. But why didn't you just take 99?
Because it's too far out. I could take 99
no
to start
traffic.
With. Right, but then I end up getting off of 99 and 45. I'm out too far.
I mean, you could have literally taken the Hardy – north, exited, got on 99 from there, and just circled all the way back around and skipped all the traffic.
But 99 on the way back is kind of way around the way. This way, get better time, but it was more of a freaking circus to get there.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I could have told you that. It's going to be ugly. That's my life. I make that drive every day. Not to your house, but trust me, like tonight, I'm going home, and then I'm driving to Scout Bar, which is in NASA.
So your show starts at 5.
And there is a
$50 cover.
No, oh. I screwed all that
yeah,
up.
Let's get
by
all
the way.
That out of the way straight because I retweeted it for you too.
Yeah,
so make sure the
you.
People know the right information.
I was looking at the because people have been asking me all week, well, what time do you think you'll be hitting the stage and what time does it start? And I guess I didn't look at the flyer right. So it says doors at 7. I assumed it started at 7, but the doors open at 7. The show starts at 8. I don't know exactly when I'll be hitting the stage, but I would just tell you, man, this lineup is ridiculous. And if you're going to pay the money to come see the show anyways, you should see all the comics because I said this about him before, but Grady Pruitt is on the show, and we've had him featured on this.
Yep.
Grady Pruitt is one of those guys that in probably 15 years you're going to be like, oh, man, I saw that dude at Scout Bar. Because he's that funny. And the same thing with Victor Tran. I mean, he made it to the finals of NBC's Stand Up for Diversity that was just last week.
Okay.
So, yeah, and Scottie Peterson's super funny. So it's really going to be a great show. You guys should get there.
What is it, $10 to get in?
$10, that's it.
Support the man. Get out there. Yeah. And like you said, have a plan. Don't just go there to see Barry. See everybody. Should be a fun time at Scout Park.
$10 in advance. Don't let the – Yeah, because I'll order now.
Well, you know, and we apologize in advance. Barry's not really
– I suck at this.
Really good at anything with social media or IT. Or any way of checking things in advance. So that's why we got the information wrong the first time. But we're here to give you the right information before it's too late.
Yeah.
So you got a show tonight.
Yeah.
Nick, anything we missed from you last night or today?
No, nothing special. Just hanging in studio, ready to do a good show, man.
Okay.
You want me to bring you some food?
Nah, I had my Jersey Mike's
good,
today.
Good, because I wasn't going to, so.
I had my Jersey Mike's.
I think you might want to take him up on that, though. You, like, at the end of the show, have someone bring it back for you, because – Boy, I'll tell you what, for dinner tonight, this would do you right.
I never say no to free food, but you guys are too lazy to bring me food anyway.
No, Tasha's going to do it. Tasha already volunteered. Well, she's going to bring you food back.
No, I think I have to. Jordan's going to let me know, but I think I have to come to the studio, Nick.
There you go.
After the show.
See?
And cut a spot, so I might be able to bring you something.
Cool deal.
Plus, there's a special going on if you get out of here at Buku, Richmond, and Chimney Rock.
Yep, 5600 Richmond.
Yeah, it's buy two, get one half off. Buy three, get a meal for free, I believe is the special. So I'll probably mess that up as well, but I'm pretty sure that's what I was told in my ear right before we hit the airwave. So another reason to get out here, bring some friends, and somebody's eating for free.
So Barry said today at Buku you get in for $10. Oh no, that's sorry, that's something different. Never mind.
Yeah, that's totally
all right.
Different.
So we are here at Buku, but you can still reach the show 713-780-3776, HR&P listener line, where you can call and you can text. You can also reach us via Twitter, which is always very easy, and we're very accessible, sometimes too much so. At Barry is funny, at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and we'll be able to communicate with you throughout the day, and we always enjoy doing that. So you got the show tonight.
Yeah, how was your first night without a kid?
Very weird.
Was it?
Very, very weird. And I'll say this. I pulled a Barry, and I felt very guilty doing it. Because with no kid
that could be anything.
And a quiet house,
yeah.
All of a sudden, I fall asleep. There wasn't really much on TV, and the Astros were done. I fall asleep at like 8:45, 9 o'clock.
Good
and then
for you.
I wake up at like 10:15, like feeling like I'm an out-of-body experience, going, where am I? What am I doing? How do I get this much sleep? It's weird. So, yeah, it was definitely
you woke up
different.
At 10:15 this morning?
No, at night.
Oh.
Yeah, I woke up.
Boy,
I
was about to say.
No, I wish.
You really did pull a Barry.
Yeah, no. I wish it was that easy. But
okay.
Very different. And the dogs have already taken advantage of the fact that they know that with Taylor out, they can get in. They broke into her bedroom. They took her favorite Minnie Mouse. They ripped the nose off of it and started to violate it all over the place. So now I have to get to a toy store and find a Minnie Mouse before she returns. So
that's
a pain
good.
In the butt.
You think she'll remember?
Oh, God, that kid remembers everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, last week it was a Paw Patrol shoe.
You should. Oh, yeah.
And the minute I caught the dog with it, and I was like, okay, before I could even think about getting out of the house, Daddy, you see my Paw Patrol shoes? I'm like, I think they're in the toy box upstairs, honey, but I'll be right back. I was like, oh, boy. There I go, another trip.
Just put some ears on the dog and be like, this is your new Minnie Mouse. The whatever dog tore it up, that's the
I'm
new
not
going
to lie. I took some Gorilla Tape and said, can I make another nose for Minnie out of this? And I thought, nah, my best chance is having Grandma come back. And so one on, but that ain't happening.
That would be too late, yeah.
Yeah, so that's the whole no kid in the house thing.
Dude, I bet you are just
– really different.
I'm not even going to ask what's going on late at night.
Well, you know, let's just say I'm a businessman and we take care of business. But at the same time, I'm going to be able to watch the entire football game uninterrupted tonight.
How great is that?
Weird. And it's a good game.
And as I understand, she's gone for a while. So even Sunday – Packers game.
Well, there is a rule in the house. Packers games, there are no stipulations.
Okay,
it's the man cave and leave me alone.
I got you. All right.
Yeah, so that's at least good. I got that out of the way.
Yeah.
But, yeah, tonight's going to be weird being able to watch the football game. So we'll kind of kick the tires on that game because that's a good one. Nick, you've been clamoring for good Thursday night games, and you got one now because although injuries are going to get in the way, Vikings-Rams, that's a pretty good matchup for a Thursday night football game.
Not bad at all, despite the fact that the Rams could be without both of their starting cornerbacks, Aqib Talib and Marcus Peters, both facing injuries.
Dalvin Cook could be out for the Vikings, and their running game is already awful.
Yeah.
And he is the one guy that can actually boost those numbers, but he may not play. So it's going to be the haves and the have-nots for each team tonight, but both teams are premier teams in the NFC. So that's a good matchup to keep an eye on.
Yeah, I'm kind of sad that I have the show because this is one that I would want to watch. This is
tape it, Barry. Your VCR works.
I could tape it. And boy, I tell you what, the more you get into these games, the more you realize that maybe we both, bleeped the bed by calling it too soon on the Vikings.
Yeah.
And the Rams look like the team.
Let me just say this.
They are.
Two words for you for tonight.
Can you say leaps and bounds better than everyone else in the NBA or in the NFL through the first
three
weeks?
The only potential weakness for the Rams is that quarterback. Injuries and quarterback is where the breakdowns could occur.
Yeah.
But for me, for one night, let me just say two words.
Uh-huh.
Go Rams. Because in the NFC North, I don't care if the Vikings lose every game. But let's start with tonight. That would be great.
Absolutely.
With no ties.
Yeah, that's the at this point, that's all I care about for the rest of the football season. No ties. I don't care what else. I just don't want to see any more ties.
With two already, if they have one more, it breaks the NFL record for a season.
So two is the record.
Yeah, that's the record.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
we don't need any more.
No, I'm done with that.
You know what we need? We need more indoor cycling and boxing studios. How about that?
Or more of the one that is the best one. How about that?
Well, of course, it's Houston's first and only. I'm speaking, of course, of Vortex. Check them out online, vortextexas.com. Some of you have already asked me, like, what's it really about? Man, it's great. It is a boxing and a spin studio all combined into one. They've got cycling, they've got the boxing, but it's a really great experience when you work out, too. One of the things that I liked when Jordan and I went last week was that when you're in that boxing class, man, they've got music pumping, the lights are dim, so if you're worried about looking foolish hitting a boxing bag, you don't have to worry about that. No one's watching you, no one can see you, you're doing your thing, everybody else is doing their thing, and you are getting in great shape while you're doing it. It's a full body workout. It incorporates your legs, your core, your arms, your shoulders. Everything is getting worked out, and it's a lot of fun too. And one of the boxing classes can be taught by Olympic boxer Charles Blackwell, so you know you're learning from a guy that actually knows how to box. And I'll tell you what, the class I took wasn't taught by Charles, but the guy still knew his stuff. And I remembered it from when I trained Muay Thai. He was showing you how to throw a jab. It was exactly how you're supposed to learn how to throw a jab. So you're learning boxing. You're getting in shape. It's a lot of fun. I plan on doing a spin class next week. Jordan said he did it, and it was just ridiculous. A great workout as well. They told us that you could lose or burn about 500 calories per workout. And obviously, that your mileage is going to vary, but man, What a great thing for 45 minutes to burn up to 500 calories. That's insane. You should check it out. Super affordable, $25 for a class, either a spin or a rumble class, $40 for unlimited walk-in classes for 1 week, and a monthly unlimited rumble or ride membership for $195 per month. Can't be beat. 1707 West Gray. Check them out online, vortextexas.com, for more information. Also, they're on Instagram at vortextexas. So check it out as well. One more time, 1707 West Gray, vortextexas.com. Check them out, 281-501-3094. Tell them Barry sent you.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, people, are you the next Texan we're sending to Florida? Well, each Friday from now until October the 5th, it's a Florida Football Friday where we give away a prize each and every hour. And with every prize, excuse me, we give away, you're qualified to win the grand prize, which is round-trip air transportation, four-day rental car, hotel accommodations at the Hampton Inn and Suites Amelia Island, tickets to that football game at TIAA Bank Field in Jacksonville, Florida, where you can figure out who's playing, along with a parking pass and a round of golf at Amelia Island National Golf and Country Club, all courtesy of Florida's First Coast of Golf. For more information and contest rules, log on to ESPN975.com and then stay tuned to us between now and 4 as each and every hour we'll have a giveaway that'll qualify you for the grand prize. And if you missed it, you fell asleep, or you're just not a usual suspect yet, we are 5600 Richmond Avenue. It is Buku. It is Cajun Eats and Daiquiris and Treats, and you want to be here to join us and have some fun because the food, the menu, and everything here is fantastic. We've got the promotional team here ready to give away a lot of good stuff as well. Stop by, see us, grab some great food and drink, and have some fun with us on a Thursday on The Usual Suspects as we're just getting started. So with that being said, Nick at studio, back at studio, and Barry and I are here. Astros, as we said, was going to be a little awkward yesterday. Weird stuff in the fact that they lose, and then they stop popping champagne and bubbly
that
and having
weird.
Fun.
That is weird.
Yeah.
It's weird that you lose and celebrate. But, I mean, I get it.
And then to promote it, right? It's one thing because I was driving home flipping channels, and I'm like, are they seriously covering the locker room as they would as if it happened right there and they won it on a win? And sure enough, they were. And Sparky was overdoing it, trying to be.
But he's so good
he's
at it.
He's funny, though. But it's just, you know, for anybody that's somewhat of a medium to warm sports fan, you're like, well, but they're celebrating a loss.
Yeah.
So that was weird. But then it was even worse on TV. Because on TV, they're trying to make it like this. There's this big celebratory. Even the live news stations when I got home. Like, this is going on right now. The Astros have just – no, they didn't just clinch. They clinched last night. It's just a different vibe.
They went live?
Yeah, they were going live to the locker room. Compliments of AT&T Sportsnet. It's like, okay, well, this was decided a night ago, so let's not overdo it.
It does seem a bit silly. I'm not going to lie. But I get it. They want to celebrate. You got to get it in. And you know what I think they really do it for? Is you think about end-of-year montages and all those things, mm-hmm. and if they lose the playoff round, then they have no video of them celebrating in a locker room for the year.
You want me to tell you why they really do it?
Why?
Because these guys these days are getting sponsored by the goggles.
Yeah, that's true.
The organization is having the champagne sponsor the celebration. League sponsors are throwing the beer skis in there as well.
Probably.
And that's part – and, oh, let's not forget this, Barry. There's this thing called merchandise that they're going to want to sell.
Oh,
and they
yeah.
hope that every Astros fan jumps on board and bites hard on those division title hats and shirts because there's more coming as long as they advance. And they need to get some merchandise out the door.
Yeah, that makes it. That one makes a lot of sense. By the way, somebody asked that we're here at Buku at Chimney Rock in Richmond, and we were talking about the food, and Jordan said he got the surf and turf, but somebody said, don't they have crawfish bread? And I was like, what is crawfish bread? And I didn't know if they had it. Looked on the menu. Yes, they have flatbreads that you can pick three from. Crawfish, blackened chicken, shrimp, sausage, onions. Like, it's, yeah. They have crawfish flatbread, and that sounds amazing. So that might actually end up being what I get to eat. I don't know. But I just wanted to clear that up. Yeah, I'm trying to – I'm.
Oh, yeah, and you got a show tonight, and you got to wear that white leisure suit.
That's right. And then somebody said, Barry, when they bring you on stage at a comedy show, do they introduce you like a stripper? Like, and now coming to the stage. No, that's not – no. They just – like, usually there's an MC. It's not like – on the main stage is
next up is the white chocolate of all entertainers tonight. It's the comedian that will make you laugh.
Now they do it in a way. It's like that because you have an MC for a show, and the MC brings up every comedian. So he'll go on stage and be like, "All right, you guys ready for your headliner? You know, you can hear him every day on ESPN Radio. Y'all give it up for Barry Laminack." And that's how they bring you up. But it's not like a DJ in the back be like, now on the main stage for your enjoyment, fellas.
Can I get my deep Barry White voice on and say, everybody, let's get ready to chuckle?
No.
I got to be careful. I was going to do the imitation, and I figured I could probably get in trouble for that.
Right.
But, yeah, I just want to do it in the deep
voice,
don't do that. Screaming.
We don't want
let's
you to
get ready
sued.
To chuckle. No?
No. And somebody just texted the show and said, is Sigmund Bloom coming on today? Absolutely.
Yes.
2:30. Sigmund Bloom will join us, as he does every single week, from footballguys.com to talk about fantasy and answer your fantasy questions. And even though we're on a remote, we still make it work for you guys because we love you and we want your lineups to be right. So you can still text the show and get your questions in. As you guys probably remember from last week, though, it was a full call-in show. There were no texts and no tweets. So if you text your questions in, but you better get on that phone line, like that segment before 2:30, if you really want to get your questions answered. So just a heads
so
up.
So let's, you know, like we do, we like to do rapid fire. So therefore, let's get the questions rolling now.
Yep.
If you got them, it's pressing. You know what you need to do for your lineup, or you don't know what to do, and you know the question you're going to ask. Just send us a text, tweet us now, so that we can line them up, so we can blow and go as fast as possible. Because it's more difficult when we're on the road. And then we'll get to the phone calls. But, you know, help us help you, so to speak. That would be very helpful as we roll forward. Another question on the Astros for you before we get off of that topic. But some people are saying, you know, they want them to really attack the last series against the Orioles to get as many wins as possible, look to, you know, to make a statement, set a record, do all these things for the franchise. Bottom line is, you can't move up or down. You know who you're playing. You know when you're playing. You know everything you need to know. Are you with me that don't be butthurt if you don't see the big names in the lineup and they just get through these last four games regardless of the outcome?
Oh, totally. Yeah, yeah. I think they've got to rest some guys. They've got, you know, there were some folks that were kind of teasing about Carlos Correa being in the scrub lineup. Remember, he's been injured, so he's got to get back into the fold, and he had missed a few games. And
he injured a few fans, too, by making them watch the way he's been hitting since he's been back. So yeah. he's got to get right.
He needs to get right. So, yeah, I don't have a problem with them sitting these guys especially when you're getting ready for a playoff run. There are some guys that won't sit. Like, if you think that for one second Justin Verlander is going to let them skip him in his, I would be willing to bet you that he's like, no, uh-uh, right. Nope.
Plus, he's close. He won't get to it, right? But he's close to that Max Scherzer level of he could be. He'd have to have a Roger Clemens, Kerry Wood-esque type outing. He has 280 strikeouts with one start still to go.
Yep.
But he'd like to get close to that 300 level by getting to 290, 291, 292. So he's going to want to pitch. The one that will be interesting is tonight, because Gerrit Cole's on the hill tonight. Gerrit Cole had champagne bottles in hand and was thoroughly in the locker room celebration last night. So that'll be interesting to see how he bounces back, because we all know Keuchel had the quote about how much he had fun celebrating at the hotel two nights earlier. Then he, I'm sure, celebrated last night, but he's not on the mound tonight. It's going to be interesting to see how Gerrit Cole does as he's on the hill coming off the...
Looks like we lost Joel and Barry. We'll take a quick break. It's ESPN 97.5 and ESPN975.com.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to The Usual Suspects. Joel, Barry, and Nick with you until 4 p.m. Look at that. Our fan base is here. Both of them.
Standing room only at Buku. Both, unreal.
Both of our fans are here. Thanks for coming out, Mom. We appreciate it.
That means one of two things. Barry was adopted or Barry really is black. And that's one of two things. Let's just clarify that right now.
We love you, Brenda. Thanks for being here. It's time to give away some tickets, though. Oktoberfest tickets, to be exact. Now is your chance to win two tickets to Oktoberfest Houston. Oktoberfest Houston shows its best in German and Texas culture. Craft beer and music lovers gather for the most festive day of the year. So grab your Lederhosen and your dirndls to taste a variety of beer while you listen to polka music in the great state of Texas. It all goes down at the Waterworks at Buffalo Bayou Park September 29th. General admission starts at just $25, and you can get those tickets right now. They're available at OktoberfestHouston.com. That's Oktoberfest with a K. Or you can be caller number 10 and win two tickets right now, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776, caller number 10. Win two tickets to Oktoberfest. Good luck.
There you go. Hey, before we get off of baseball,
yeah,
I wanted to see if you guys had seen this.
Okay.
So the White Sox obviously aren't going to the playoffs, so they're trying to get a lot of people involved in, you know, and see what prospects they have. But they were going to do a bullpen start. But they were given the start to their pitcher, Jace Fry. It was first career start. It was Wednesday night. So in preparation for him getting the start, he's also engaged. He's pretty excited about getting the nod until his, I will say now, ex-fiance
okay.
decided to get to social media. She put a collage of pictures of the two of them and said, happy first MLB start to this piece of, and used the poop emoji.
Okay.
Okay. She said, screenshot this while they last. And then she proceeded to show the rest of the pictures in which she changed with the original message she had put out there to things like, happy 26th birthday, wasting another year of my life on a sociopath.
Oh,
as
my.
She poses with the two of them. Then it gets better. She shows the two of them engaged in a kiss, and it says, when you think he won't give you an STD again.
Wow.
So
where is all this going down? On Instagram?
On Instagram, on
give
Twitter.
Give out her handle.
Okay. So on Instagram, she...
K Blalock 2. Yeah,
K underscore Blalock, B-L-A-L-O-C-K 2. If you want to get that fantastic bit of picture caption. She's out there all over the place. The Twitter was also very entertaining with the collage. She is at K underscore, again, at K underscore Blalock 2.
On Twitter.
On Twitter as okay. well. And
my
just
goodness.
Basically said she put these out 7 o'clock Wednesday evening. Then in the time since, she deleted Instagram photos from her page, but she also tweeted the following. You speak so highly of him, he said to her. Why do you do that? Why do you speak of him as if he put the stars in the sky when he did nothing but break you so damn much that the cracks in your heart were practically visible through your eyes.
Oh, my God.
She laughed. That's the thing about love, isn't it? You let them get away with murder, even if it's your own.
That's way too much drama.
Yikes.
When you start talking about the cracks in your heart,
yeah.
I'm going to need you to just settle
down. You can start talking about as the world turns.
Like, that is just...
Before you get taken to General Hospital so that you can get that soap opera when you get those cracks fixed.
Yeah, I don't know why... Women get so emo like that on Instagram. Like, handle your business, that's fine. But
you kind of know why.
Why are you getting so damn emo?
Because you know
on
when old boy's getting ready for his first start, he should be on top of the world. And she's like, oh, I can get you back. Whatever you put her through, she has ways of wanting to get you
right,
back.
And that's fine. So do what you did. Oh, he gave me an STD. Oh, he has a small thing. Oh, he was bad in bed. Whatever you put out there. But then to be like, delete all that and be like, the cracks in my heart will never be healed by the love of, like, okay, just do that in private, though.
Yeah, you destroy, lose a lot of people when you start getting way
destroy his career in public. Do all
mushy.
That whining in private. Yeah. No one wants to see that.
No, I'm with you on that.
Okay.
Yeah, but that I thought that was like, oh,
that's
like,
funny,
mm,
though.
Boy.
Man, the whole STD thing is pretty
yeah,
mean.
If you're like, oh, boy, you're like, man, I'm jacked up by my first start,
like,
but I'm
ugh.
Getting my butt kicked on social media.
Took the L no matter how Ooh, the start went, right?
Hard, man.
Yeah. That's
so, yeah, so there's that. And then, by the way, I don't think that you and I will argue on this one, but regardless of if he only has 10 wins or not, but Jacob deGrom has got to win the Cy Young this year.
You think so?
Oh, my God, Barry.
He's pretty filthy. I had the wrong Met winning a Cy Young, but
he finishes with a 1.7 ERA.
It's pretty filthy.
On a horrible team, which should say more, not less.
Yeah.
And when you look at it and look at his ERA and how it stacks up against previous Cy Young Award winners, it's better than 100 of, I believe, the last 135 Cy Young Award winners. A 1.7 on that garbage of a team is pretty impressive.
Pretty nasty.
Yeah.
I think it's probably a lock in both both AL and NL, right? I mean,
I don't
although
know,
although Sale struggled a little bit
Sale's
down the stretch.
Sale's struggling, and he's been hurt. And on the flip side, when you look at what Kluber's done with the Indians, 20-7, and you know obviously wins are big. And we just mentioned how DeGrom, if he wins it, is going to win it with only 10. But when you look at how stacked the American League is, and you know that Kluber's got 20, that's always that magic number that puts you in the consideration anyway. Obviously, he's not going to have the strikeouts that Verlander does and Cole does. And it's obviously other categories, earned run average and quality, all those other things. But hard to argue with 20-7.
I tell you what, though, we might be sleeping on Blake Snell as well because I pulled up the stats real quick. He started 30 games, which is in line with the rest of these guys, right, with Kluber at 32. Verlander has 33 starts. Trevor Bauer has 27. I think those might be your top three or four because when you look at, like, wins, right, Snell with 21 – with a 190 ERA, that's That's pretty hard to argue against that. Yeah.
But I think that the only thing that would decide that is going to be a winning team.
Right. Now, he's 21-5, but innings pitched-wise, he's only got the 175 innings. So if you look at a guy like Verlander, you look at a guy like Kluber, both have more innings pitched, but the ERA doesn't come close. The whip is about the same. I mean, Snell might be the guy, to be honest with you.
He's had a hell of a year. It's just I think that, again, the knock on him is going to be he had it for a bad team, too.
Sure, and that's – I don't know as much – I think that probably, for me at least, mm-hmm. it matters more in the MVP because Cy Young to me is who's the best pitcher. Not necessarily – because, you know, there's always that argument of value to a team that doesn't win, the Mike Trout argument that I mm-hmm. made this year earlier with AJ, and that I don't think you can give Mike Trout the MVP as good as he's played because his what value does he have on a team that's no good?
Yeah.
But when it comes to Cy Young, I think you can make the case for – Cy Young is the best pitcher in the American League. And, I mean, I don't watch a lot of Tampa Bay games, but the numbers bear out that Blake Snell has
had
the best
year.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
But you could make the case for Kluber. You could make the case for Bauer. You could make the case for Verlander.
Look at how many of JV's starts the Astros have peed away.
Yep.
I mean, he's left a lot of games with a lead only to get a no decision or, worse yet, a loss, and he has pitched his tail off.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is the year where maybe 20 doesn't matter as much simply because of the fact that you've got pitchers that have done their part. It's just you have to have the offense do theirs.
Yeah, I was looking in the American League. I'm with you, though. With Scherzer with the 18 wins, that's great.
Yeah.
But there's also, surprise, there's no 20-game winners in the National League. I mean,
exactly. But here's the thing with Scherzer. You mentioned him. I mentioned him earlier. The biggest thing with him is going to be that number is going to play into it too. Just like when we talked about Westbrook and breaking records or adding your name to certain lists is going to be key with voters.
Yep.
When you're only the 17th pitcher in Major League history to get 300 strikeouts in a year, that's going to get him some votes.
Here's the thing. You look at – so the top three in the National League are probably DeGrom, Nola, and Max Scherzer. Win-wise, Scherzer has the most. You look at – I mean, WHIP is pretty close. Their WAR is pretty all pretty close at 9.
Mm-hmm.
Strikeout-wise, you got Scherzer with the 300. DeGrom with 269 and a lot less innings. Well, not a lot less innings, I should say, but the ERA, I think, is the big difference. Like you said, he's only got the 10 wins. They hadn't been a great team, but it's not even close. It's not even close.
It's just ridiculous.
1.7 to 2.53 for Max Scherzer. So.
Yeah, so that'll
be weird. It's weird to have a Cy Young winner win 10 games, but it's probably
going
to be the case.
Crazy weird.
Yeah.
And after all the talk we did about MVP, especially in the American League too, but – as you mentioned, with Trout and all those guys. And I think we're safe in saying what we predicted is going to be true. I think Bregman will be top four. National League?
Yeah.
My man Yelich in Milwaukee has made a push for the ages late. I don't know if anybody's going to take it from him now. I think he might have wrapped it up the way he's played in the last few weeks.
I'm with you. I mean, the talk was Baez. I still think Freeman was pretty valuable to an Atlanta team that's done well. But it's hard to argue with what he's doing down the stretch too.
That's what I was going to say. I was leaning Freddie Freeman.
Yep.
And yet because of what the Braves did ahead of schedule and winning the division and everything. But now it's like everybody's like forgotten about him because that's already – everything's been solidified. And now to see that what the Brewers clinched last night, the division is not out of their reach. I mean, they could catch the Cubs. And they almost could have done it last night. Cubs came gave up a big lead but won it in extra innings. But you look at what he's done for a team that's doing what they're doing and it's getting a lot of attention. Man, Christian Yelich, Derek Jeter, you look worse by the day.
Stupid. God. Yeah, I mean, when you look at his numbers, the kid is top 10 in home runs. He's leading the National League in WAR with a 7. Now, his teammate Lorenzo Cain tied with him. But Baez and Freeman aren't even close at a 6-2 and a 5-9. Hitting for average, highest OPS in the National League at a 978. Second is Paul Goldschmidt, .05 behind him at a 928. So, yeah, I feel like he's running away with it. There was a time when you made the case for Yelich or Freeman or even throw Goldschmidt in there when the Diamondbacks were in it. But I don't think it's close now. I think he's running away with it. You know, if you want to talk Baez and whoever wins that division, I'd listen. But I think my vote would have
but
to go to
But if they
Yelich.
Win the division,
exactly.
it gives you
it's
more
Yelich.
Ammunition
yeah.
for Yelich.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, we got a text message that I need to ask you guys about. Maybe, Nick, you can do some research on this. Someone texted in and said, did you hear OU Mike throwing shade at y'all on John and Raheel this morning?
No, and don't care. How about that?
I'd be interested to see what he says. All right. Okay, so we'll get to that. Maybe we'll get to a whole lot more. And, again, you guys are doing a great job. We're getting lots of your fantasy football questions for Sigmund Bloom 230 coming up. So before we get to Sigmund, we ask that you get us ahead of time. So text us, tweet us, and get us your fantasy football questions. We'll get it to Sigmund at 230 as we prep for that and a whole lot more. We're at Buku. Come on out and see us. We'd love to see you. 5600 Richmond Avenue right there on the corner of Richmond and Chimney Rock. Much more of the usual suspects coming up. ESPN 97.5.
Jump up and get down. ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. More of the big show. It is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, coming to you from Buku, where you should be, where the beautiful people are, as they are enjoying great Cajun food and, of course, quality radio with ESPN 97.5. Barry's here. I'm here. Nick's back at the studio. We appreciate you being a part of the big show as we continue to roll on. We touched on a little bit of the Astros, a little baseball for you. We got plenty more to get to, including football tonight. So what's on your mind, partner?
Yeah, real quick, shout out to David out in Montgomery for winning the Oktoberfest tickets. Good for him.
Yeah, absolutely. Way to go, David. Congratulations. Anything on the text front or otherwise that you want to touch on?
Yeah, so there was a couple of texts. There was the Texans question, why don't they do more short passes and screens to Lamar Miller?
I mean, it's worked in the past, but, I mean, Lamar Miller has looked to be more elusive in the past as well, too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it makes sense from the standpoint that if you want to relieve some pressure on a pass rush that you just can't stop, the old adage has always been in the NFL, if you can't stop the pass rush, throw a screen. And then they have to respect that at least, and they've got to set the edge because some guys, when they can just bull rush over your left and right tackle like they've been doing with the Texans and get to the quarterback, they don't have to worry as much about setting the edge. And if you start to run a few screen passes and keep them off balance a little bit, that can help slow that down just a touch. So it makes sense, and he's been effective in that role. I mean, he's a good pass catching running back. So I mean, I don't really have an answer for you other than who knows what the hell Bill O'Brien is thinking.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't know, but I know that one thing's for sure. Not that we need to get, like, too many wrinkles, but we need more wrinkles. We need more wrinkles in the offense. We need to see more things because it's just too predictable, Bill O'Brien, too predictable for defensive coordinators facing that team. And there's just too many weapons from the quarterback to the receivers to Lamar Miller to get into a situation where they can't be more explosive and put up some of the numbers that they were putting up with him the last time.
Yeah, and somebody,
Watson, that is.
Yeah. No, you're right. Somebody wanted to know our thoughts on the Dolphins this year, and are they for real? It's tough, man, because, you know, one of the things where you can see a team that's making strides, and I realize that they're undefeated and leading that division. Do I think that they're going to hold off the Patriots for the entire year? I mean, I don't think so, because if you had to pick between a team led by Tom Brady and a team led by Ryan Tannehill, who are you taking?
Yeah.
I think the question really is their defense has looked good. It's looked better than we thought. I just don't know if they can sustain what they've been able to do.
Look, I thought
so,
they were...
So I'm going to say no, I don't think they're for real. They've beaten a Titans team that's good, but they're probably going to be a middle of the pack team, 9-7, something like that. They beat a Jets team that I don't think is all that great. They're not horrible, but they're not great. The Raiders aren't what we thought. They've got a game against the Patriots, and those are the type of games that can they beat the Packers on the road? Can they beat the Patriots? So those are the games where you're going to find out if the Dolphins are for real. But when they're beating up on the Titans, Jets, and Raiders, they're just beating up on the middle of the pack.
Here's the thing. I thought they were going to be a bottom five team. So I give them credit for doing what they've done so far to get to this point. But I'm still not impressed by them, and I know the division that they play in. As you mentioned, I've seen their schedule, as you just rattled off some of those names and some of those games. And when you know that you're playing the NFC North, which means you know you're going to be playing the Vikings and the Packers, and you know the Lions are pretty decent depending on which Lions team shows up, and you know the defense of the Chicago Bears, not exactly in your favor. And you look at, like you said, when you get down to it and you start breaking down quarterbacks in the NFL – And you throw the name Tannehill, aside from being injured a lot, there's not a lot of people that have a lot of confidence that this is a guy that's going to lead you to the promised land.
Yeah, no doubt. I don't know. They unfortunately, they have to play the Patriots twice. Now, they get the Bills and the Jets twice as well, so that might play to their advantage a little bit. But am I saying that they might not be a wild card team? Absolutely not. I just don't think they're winning that division. It's the Patriots. I know at some point.
Without question.
I know at some point the Patriots are going to have to be bad and get worse and not win the division every year. But again, to me, this all comes down to.
My whole thing is, even if they're bad or worse than they've been in the past, they're still good enough to win that division. The division doesn't have anybody that impresses me that says they're going to dethrone the Patriots from winning the division. I'm not saying how far the Patriots are going to go looking like the way they look right now, but there's no way that I'm going to think that the Jets aren't anywhere close. The Bills, although it was impressive, now let's see, because if the Bills come back and get a win this week too in Green Bay, and LeSean McCoy says he's going to play, but then you got to start believing in Allen as a quarterback and them as a team and saying, hey, when the elements start getting into play too and teams have to go to Buffalo – they have an advantage there as well, but I'm still not ready to anoint them as competition for the Patriots. If the Patriots don't screw themselves out of the division, their biggest competition is themselves. They're going to win the division.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I mean, I'm looking at that last game against the Raiders when Ryan Tannehill led the team in rushing. That's also a bad sign. So I'm not going to say that they're fool's gold, but I would say that I question that they can maintain this against some of the better teams. The middle of the pack and bad teams in the in the league, yeah. But when they have to face the Patriots, I mean, they've got two tough games coming up back-to-back. They're on the road against the Patriots, on the road against the Bengals. Not that I think the Bengals are great, but they've played pretty well this year already. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what they do against some of the better teams. They've got the Vikings on the schedule and the Jags. But all things considered, I think this could be a wild card team.
I know that. Here's the one thing you got going in your favor, right? Is the fact that the AFC is not as deep as it's been. There's not as many impressive teams. Look at the Steelers, for one, that everybody thought was going to be, including you and I, thought they would be competing for the conference and for a possible Super Bowl bid. That looks like they've got a lot of work to do. Although, on the flip side, a team that we didn't think was ready for primetime yet in the Kansas City Chiefs, they look like world beaters early on, and it's a long season. That's why a lot of things have to shake itself out. But Kansas City looks pretty darn impressive offensively, if nothing else.
Yeah. I was trying to look at their schedule. I mean, I could see – I think they lose probably lose the next two, which puts them at 3-2. Mm-hmm. The Bears game's at home. The Lions game is at home. They're on the road against the Texans. I think they're right now they're playing better than the Texans. So you look at it, you kind of go down the schedule and you start seeing, well, what are the games that they might lose? What are the games that they might win? I think there's probably, six losses on their schedule at least. Mm-hmm. So they might be a 10-6 team, which I think is good enough to get them a wild card.
Yeah, because everybody was saying Texans could go 9-7. That's not good enough to win the division or get a playoff. Get to 10, that's the magic number in the A. This year, sometimes you're going to get 10 and maybe not get in. This year, I think 10 gets in. I totally agree with you there.
Because they've got two games. They lose both of those. One against the Bengals, that's three losses. Assuming they lose against the Packers on the road, that's four. And they've got the Vikings and the Jags. And there's your six. Now, that assumes that they beat the rest of those games. They beat the Colts on the road? That'll be a good question. The Colts' defense is playing well. The Colts go out and make a trade for Le'Veon Bell with the Steelers and add a legitimate running back to take some pressure off Andrew Luck. On the road,
yeah.
Good luck with that.
And by the way, there's a reason why the Dolphins weren't going to name a starter at running back.
Because neither one of them.
Frank Gore's only 155 years old. So don't,
and he's not going to be 156 till next December. So it's going to be fine.
That's right.
All right, we're going to continue to roll on. We'd love to see you. If you're looking for a place for late lunch, well, why not stop by and join us at Buku, 5600 Richmond. It's right on the corner. You can't miss it. We'd like to see you. Stop in here. Great Cajun food, great daiquiris, great environment. The beautiful people are all here. Oh, and Jake's here, too. And everybody's here, so you might as well be here, too. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.